story. I don't know if any of this will ever make it to the story, but just for the record. Okay. I'm looking at Game Theory 21, and again, it's interesting. So what you have here in our story if only a theoretical, or how to say, a kind of backdrop or is that empire, it's on the decline, decadent, just as empires become after, you know, when they're on their way down. It's divided, people are rather mainly thinking about themselves, lots of drugs, mental problems, young people who don't really care much, and who maybe even, you know, they're mainly interested in their bodies and sex and food and drugs and all that. And they are greatly indebted and their money stand and fall on being the world reserve currency and all that. Petrocurrency and all, so on. So, here you have the emperor coming up with this wonderful plan of making the empire great again. Not by conquering, defeating others in war, but by showing strength. Basically meaning to control trade routes, trade in general, and even to, and this is the more vicious part of it, not care about or even instigate conflict between countries and the rest of the world on the eastern side where they don't rule. And they're fighting between each other, wasting resources, destroying each other's places. It's good for regulating the population growth as well. You can hear this emperor and his team sitting there. Then they will have to buy energy. Yeah, so they can then provide energy, weapons, resources, financing. Now, in order to do that, now they're sitting there, we need to have a natural draft. We need lots of soldiers to show our strength. And a continuity of an agenda, meaning that we can't just, you know, in a couple of years have someone coming in and changing all of this. We have to have continuity. Otherwise it won't work, so what's the use? So we need to modify our democracy a little bit to allow our great president to sit another term and another term and another term. This is ridiculous, this thing about only two terms, so on. And the next one is, I mean, you need order. You need to, you know, get our country together here. So you need surveillance. We can use AI for that. It's great for that. And we need a strong police on the streets, just making sure things are in order. So, you know, you get another Gestapo kind of thing there. And this way we can do it. Now, the empire this government there is sitting on, we can zoom out from it. And we can show the people, the mass of people, the young people. Maybe the oldest, they go, yeah, like in the good old days. And the youngsters, they don't care. And when there's this draft, here I am, you know, and I'm playing computer games and having fun with my friends and dancing on the clubs. And I'm supposed now to become, you know, a military, a soldier, and go to some other part of the world, which I hardly even know about, and kill people there. For what? A country who never attacked us. Well, they are threatening our great freedom and our great democracy and, you know, all that. But they go, I don't buy this. I mean, we saw that going on during the Vietnam War. So this will be like Vietnam all over the world at once. You need huge resources for that. And what happens then also is that when you start controlling and attacking and subjugating other countries, especially, you know, far away from you, those people will not like that, and they will gather, and strong nationalism, you know, and they will fight, just like they did in Vietnam. Small, tiny little country. And that big empire couldn't handle it. They actually lost. So this will happen. But the thing is now that the economy is going down, and there will be more as you do this. People think this is, you know, we should take care of ourselves, not going around bullying others and making enemies with everyone. There will be dissension and civil warlike state in your own place. So what you can show here is the top there, the fine building with the fine room there, with the fine leaders there, the emperor and his staff are sitting there. But around, when you zoom out, you see on the street things are crumbling there. It's falling to pieces, and people are not with them anymore. They are on a sinking ship. And they think we can just print more money, make more money, and make more weapons with those money. that will stimulate our weapons industry. Well, it depends on resources, this and that, most of which come from other countries, which are now their enemies. But no, we have it all. And we will strangle them so they come creeping on their knees, begging for mercy. And then we can buy their products again. They will beg us to do that. So all these illusions are flying around there. And we can show it, you know. We can show the media picture, the official, the beautiful, powerful empire there. But then the reality behind it, or outside of that room, because after a while it's just one room. And when if it really goes bad, it will just be a big, nice, comfortable bunker room deep in a mountain somewhere where these leaders are sitting, ruling the world. So, yeah, we could maybe show it that way. Yeah, so as this goes on, then these leaders in that room, they come up with, you know, we need a smart idea. And one of those ideas is that we want a world, we need a world, that's all we can do about it, which is constantly at war. The other side of the world, they should be constantly at war with each other. And that way they will become weaker than we are, and we will become stronger, and so on.